Module 7, Building Your Coaching Business or Ministry, Part 2. This is your final module of training before we're going to engage you with your practice clients. So I've got four lessons for you to kind of wrap up the training. Lesson number one is how to have a discovery conversation. And here I give you 15 points of questions that you want to be searching for. You can't ask all the questions, but I give you a nice array of direction in the types of questions you want to be asking. Lesson number two, all the mechanics on how to write a great coaching proposal. And this is very important because you have to make it easy for the potential client to say yes. And so you have to convert your discovery conversation into some action items in the form of a coaching proposal. So I walk you through all the parts that I think go into a good proposal. Then I'm going to share with you four examples of proposals that are real. These are four clients of mine that I will walk you through specifically what the issues were, how I landed on the objectives, and you'll see the actual email I sent them. Of course, I'm going to remove some of the personal information, but I've selected four that are a nice variety to give you some idea of what the real thing looks like. And then for your next step exercise, this is going to be really fun. I've created two fictitious potential clients, and I give you their background, their age, some of the scenarios that they bring up in the discovery conversation. I tell you what they're willing to pay, and your job is to convert that information into a proposal. So we want you to practice. Lesson number three. Now we want to guide you on how to create your launch strategy. So we're going to talk about a plan on having a soft launch and then a hard launch. Hard launch simply means a party, a gathering in person. Whether you do it via Zoom or like I did, I rented a little space in a building and just invited my family and friends. I even did the punch, cake, a little podium, had some little handouts, and I announced to the people that care about me and my future. I walked them through my little coaching business, and I'll give you all the rationale as to why I think you should consider the same thing. So I'll tell you how to organize your database, what to say at your launch party, why it's important, and then I'm going to help you develop a strategy for after the launch party. So the first 3 months to 6 months is very important once you launch. And so I'm going to walk you through some of the specifics. And of course, your next step exercise on that lesson is to create your own detailed marketing strategy. And then lesson number four, it's kind of a catch-all bucket for the most common questions I get for people launching a business. So I call it important tips for your coaching business. And here I'm going to talk about, should you become an LLC, a DBA, some important things about taxes, critical software, different apps on collecting money, should you use a contract, should you have insurance, stuff like that. So it's just important things that nobody really shared with me when I started, and I wish they would have, because I kind of had to figure it out on my own. So once you get those next steps done, then you're going to be ready for your final open book test for Module 7. And here we've got 10 questions for you. And we're really listening for, is this person ready and confident to take on their first practice client? So there you have it, overview of Module 7.